for listening.
Question?
What's that?
Question?
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts on John Hartford that you would share with us?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts on John Hartford. When I was a kid, I always screw up in this way. I always go up to these guys that are my heroes and go, man, I've been listening to you ever since I was a little kid. Now look at me, I'm old. Anyway, my friend Pete Wernick, who's going to be up here in a little while, introduced me to John Hartford. When I was a kid, probably 14, my first concert that I ever went to at the Armadillo World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Anybody remember that? Ever been in that place? You've been there? And I saw John Hartford at Newgrass, and I'd never seen anything like that in my life. And it just, at that time, what he was doing to me was he was sort of playing all music at once, because he had done his homework in traditional music, but at the same time, he was familiar with what was on the radio and could sort of manipulate that dynamic also. And I just was a big fan of what he did, and he had so many different periods of his life. And another thing that impressed me about him was he was always practicing and getting better. And that's even, you know, later in life, he didn't just kind of keep playing the same music. He kept developing new stuff. And I look forward to trying to copy that in my own work. And it was so funny when I hung out with him. First time I met him, I met him officially. I was at this hotel in Nashville at that. There's like a Doubletree or whatever across the street from Vanderbilt. And Pete gave me his number, and I called him on the phone. He was going to come get me. And I'm standing on the street, you know, and it's like waiting for somebody out of the Bible, Noah, to come get you or something. It was pretty amazing. I was really nervous about it. And then this giant Cadillac comes around the corner that used to belong to Sonny Osborne, comes around the corner, and he's driving. He knew it was me because I had a banjo. And come to find out, he had a couple of my records, and he actually asked me about the Butthole Surfers, which is really funny. This band, friends of mine in Austin. But anyway, went out and played him. It was so funny to hear him talk about meeting Earl Scruggs and Bill Monroe, because how he talked about those guys was how I felt about him. And I never said that to him, but that's what I felt. You know? Don Stover. I was really into Don Stover and Joe Hartford. There's so many, Jesus. There's so many banjo players that I like.
You get to play with a few of them today.
So, yeah. Maybe I'll take the strings off my banjo for that workshop. That's going to be too much. I started out taking lessons, and then I gave lessons for about 20 years, and now I'm back to taking them again. So it's like, I feel like I'm just starting again. It's kind of weird. But John used to call me on my machine and leave these long messages, and I would put them on records and things, on a couple of my records you can find. If you listen very carefully, there's a pitched up or pitched down. It's really fun to pitch his voice really down low, because it made it even lower. And he comes out of the murk when you're talking on the cell phone. It's kind of funny. Anyway, that's the... I've said enough about that, I guess. Yes, sir. Reed Martin. Do you know Reed Martin's playing? He's the best, I think. He's my favorite banjo player. Really, my favorite banjo of any player that's alive right now is Reed Martin. If you get a chance, hear his music. He's worth listening to. When I was a kid, though, Mack Benford, you know, the Highwood String Band was the kind of, and when I was a kid in the early 70s and whatnot, that was the first band that played old-time music that was traveling around and doing it sort of punk rock style, you know. A lot of gigs and driving in an old van and all that. Mack Benford was a kind of influence also. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a favorite John Hartford song?
Well, you know, I just can't play any of his music because it just means too much to me, and I feel like I'm doing a disservice. I've tried to play songs of his, and I just can't do it. I'm just in awe of his music, and I appreciate you asking that, but I just can't. I can't do it.
Do you have a favorite one that you won't play?
I like the Morning Bugle there. The one in 5/4 off Morning Bugle is the one on the road, I think, is the name. Yeah. And I met Dave Holland. Do you know who Dave Holland is? I played a show with Dave Holland at the Barbican in London, which is where the LSO plays, the London Symphony Orchestra. And I played a show with Dave Holland and Joe Lovano and John Scofield and Bill Frisell and myself and some other guys. Y'all know those guys? Anyways, I met Dave Holland and got to ask him about John Hartford, because he had that one piece in 5, and he had to have somebody that could play in odd time signatures for that recording, and he got Dave Holland to play. And I asked Dave about him, and Dave said all he remembered about him was he had just a lot of good songs, just tons of good songs. And I thought that was a kind of interesting observation that he had. Anyway,
play one of yours.
How did we get off on that? How did I diverge into that? Yes, sir?
Play one of yours that might be inspired by that.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I can come up with something. Okay, I got one. This may be indirectly, but you'll catch it.